this world. This week's episode is titled A Vampire Like in Twilight for a reason, because today we're going to be diving into what a schizosoma, aka a blood fluke, is. Well, for starters, the way I found out about this parasite was through this book called Parasite Rex, and it's about, you guessed it, parasites. To be more specific, it's about different types of parasites, their life cycle, and how they may end up in your body and possible ways to get rid of them. Before we start talking about the ever so lovely blood fluke, this episode was brought to you by Mr. Villarreal's project about parasites and the app Anchor. Anchor is an app where you can create podcasts in a very fast and easy way. That's the way you're even able to listen to me right now. So go download Anchor now to be able to create podcasts in a simple way. Now, back to our scheduled programming. To start off, the blood fluke is a type of parasitic worm that comes from snails that live in ponds, specifically ponds that are not so clean. When it first gets inside of the body, it tries to get into a capillary, and it usually travels a total of 3 times until it gets inside of the liver. Once it has reached the liver, then it will start to feed on blood. The difference between the male and female blood flukes is that when the female starts to feed, the uterus starts to take shape, and the female is shaped as more delicate and slender, and the male, when they start to feed, they start to grow 8 testes, and they are shaped like a canoe. To be able to reproduce, both genders release blood-borne odors to attract their mates, and once that happens, the female slips into the male's spiny trough, and they begin a journey to a resting place to reproduce. The actual blood flukes aren't harmful to our body. It's their eggs that cause harm to us. The blood flukes had started to become an issue because of how common they are found in places where there is poverty, for example, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Middle East, and about 200,000 people die from blood flukes each year. And blood flukes can live in our bodies for up to 15 to 30 years. It's actually pretty scary. The blood flukes cause the body's reaction. Blood flukes cause our. I don't know how to say that. The main issue of why blood flukes are bad is because our body's reaction to their worms and eggs. Intestinal blood flukes may cause abdominal pain, diarrhea, and blood in the stool. Liver enlargement is common in advanced cases, and in some cases there may also be enlargement of the spleen, but thankfully it is easily curable if you have the money to afford the drug. The drug is called praziquantel. I probably really messed that up, but there is a way to be able to get cured of this, but some people aren't able to afford it. And if the drug was actually given to them for free, they would most likely get sick again, because in poor countries there isn't enough resources to be able to have clean water frequently. So they would have to drink pond water. Therefore, the blood fluke would get out of the snail and get into the ankle, and then everything would start all over again. So it would be that's why it's more prominent. Easier for people in poverty to be able to get blood flukes. But now, to wrap up this week's podcast, thank you for tuning in to another thing to fear about this world. I hope to see you all tune in next week. In next week's podcast, we'll be diving into